Despite uncertainty in Israel, there's a revival of sorts. A literacy program gets ready to graduate its first class in India, and 20 believers introduce a life change for a small Brazilian city. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While uncertainty continues in Israel after this week's elections, Christians are excited about a moving of God's Spirit there. Israeli Prime Minister-elect Ehud Olmert is expected to move slowly with his party's peace plan, which has Israelis on edge. Speaking from Israel, E3 Partners Tom Doyle says,
"There's a lot of apathy. They're not excited. The winner clearly is talking about dividing Jerusalem. They're going to continue the Sharon mandate. Israelis are desperate for peace, but yet on the other hand, some of the concessions they're talking about making, nobody's excited about."
While the future is uncertain, Doyle says his Jewish driver says that feeling has done great things for evangelism and renewal.
And he was just telling about himself and his family. He said, "We have so many friends that have come to Christ lately, and there's new congregations." And he said, "We are now calling it a revival here."
E3 Partners will be training some of these new pastors in a nearby country. Pray for safety. Next, Christian radio is facing difficult times in Russia. New Life Radio in Magadan, Far East Russia, applied for a license renewal this past fall. New Life's Dan Johnson says they successfully completed the first stage of the approval process on time, but that wasn't good enough for the deputy minister making the decision.
"It appears that New Life Radio's paperwork remained on his desk unsigned for a long time. On March 23rd, New Life Radio was informed that the deputy minister refused to approve the license renewal due to late submission of documents."
Johnson believes this is an infringement on religious freedom.
"If secular stations were given their license renewals at the same time when ours was sitting on the desk, and the sole Christian applicant was denied under questionable circumstances, New Life Radio may have fallen victim to an ideology that all non-Orthodox religious activities, including Christian broadcasting, should be stopped."
You're listening to Mission Network News. Throughout India, there's a hunger for literacy. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave DeGroat says that was never so clear as it was post-tsunami. Many fishermen couldn't earn a living and had to change careers. Mission India's literacy classes opened new doors for them.
"The first graduating classes among about 7,500 students after this year-long program are starting to happen. These are all people that are now literate. And we're just starting up the second round of classes for another 7,500 people."
DeGroat explains the literacy classes are partnerships with local ministries. The connection, the tsunami relief.
"The people are curious, who are these Christians that came in to help? Quite a few of them were actually locked out of the relief process by Hindu-dominated organizations. Many of these people were so-called untouchables, and they're very happy to make the acquaintance of these Christians."
Meanwhile, in the rural Brazilian state of Goiás, there sits a city of 17,000. There's only one small evangelical church in the region, but they have a passion for evangelism. The church put together a team of 20 for a Book of Hope distribution. They placed the book into the hands of every school child in the city. Already, new believers are being discipled in the Goiás Christian Church. The team is getting ready to do other distributions in neighboring cities. And Global Aid Network is issuing a call for helpers for a spring work project. With mission trips planned this summer to Moldova, Tajikistan, Russia, Belarus, Ukraine, and Uganda, GAIN needs as much help as they can to ready aid shipments. Christians deliver the supplies personally, which means someone needs to help them get the 40-foot shipping containers sent. Spiritual hope will also be given through the gospel as they coordinate relief efforts with ministries in the area. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.